Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Let me share with you what happened the other day. It's a good morning, this one. And I want to tell you, just now as you are up preparing for the day, trying probably to set up your coffee like I always do. I always wake up in the morning, run my wonderful brewed coffee so that I'm awake for the day. And I've got the push that it takes within my bloodstream, my veins ticking. Listen to what happened. A group of friends visited their old university professor. Conversations soon turned to complaints about stress and tension in life. The professor offered them some coffee and returned from the kitchen with coffee in different kinds of cups. Some were in glass cups, some of the coffee was in crystal cups, shining ones, some plain-looking cups, some were ordinary, and some looked really expensive. When all of them had a cup in their hand, the professor turned around. "If you noticed," he said, "all the nice-looking and expensive cups are taken up, leaving behind the ordinary ones. Every one of you wanted the best cup. And that is the source of your stress and of your tension. What you really wanted was coffee and not the cup. But you still went for the best cup. If life is coffee, then jobs, money, status, love, etc. are the cups. They are just tools to hold and to contain life. Please, do not let the cups drive you. All you need to do is to enjoy the coffee. That's all that you need to do. Just enjoy the coffee. Your focus is not the cup, but the coffee." What is life? They say that life is from B to D, that is from birthday to death. But what's between the B and the D? Of course, it is a C. And the C that is between the B and the D represents choice. So, our life is a matter of choice. What choices do you make vis-a-vis the cups which carry the coffee that you want to enjoy? The coffee which is your life. What are the choices that you make around your life? Life is a matter of choice. Contemplate on this as you listen to the great track that is following. Welcome back. A great track, a great song. What an accompaniment to our thoughts on the choices that we have to make in life. Listen to this. I'm not discouraging you from attaining great physical and material attainments. I never said that. I also have a lot, and I also desire a lot. They decorate our life. But it is the way in which I approach my pursuit for attainment that determines whether or not I have a stress or a tension. It is how I modify my circumstances towards this attainment of these great cups, this enjoyment of the coffee in the wonderful type of cup that which I would love to enjoy it in, that determines and makes the difference in the way in which I relate and I find myself impacting myself and impacting the world around me positively. It's just that which makes the difference. It's just that then determines whether or not you are a sorry and sour person or you are a sweet and wonderful person to stick around with. Whether or not you are positive about where you are going to or you are trudging backwards and you are crushed down. That's the only difference that there is surrounding these matters. A friend of mine one day says to me, "You seek to buy such a big parcel of land for yourself. It is good. It all sounds great. But the only thing that bothers me about all these possessions is that I'm going to leave them and leave some people fighting for them. Because when I lie down, if I'm put in the grave, I'll only be put 6 foot under so that I'm not even seen after all. And I'm only going to lie on a tiny mat which probably measures, 2 meters by one, if ever they make a big one for me. And so what's the use and what's the point for having all this other thing?" Yes, it's a thought. But that thought, whilst it might not sound as exciting as he thought and intended it to be, the idea behind it is we are not to fuss and strain over the cups. It is the coffee that we just need to turn around and enjoy. So sometimes when things stress us, like I said the other day, that stress turned around is dessert. It's just for you to sit down, relax, keep calm, take a sweet bite, eat it slowly. Don't gobble it up. Eat it slowly. Pick it with the tip of the teaspoon. Turn the teaspoon around. Lick it and enjoy the palatability thereof. As you swallow it, turn it around and twist it in your tongue before you send it down your throat, and close your eyes as you do so. As you close your eyes in doing so, you are literally just turning around to ignore and seek to frustrate the frustration that is trying to work against you. Because you are saying, "I know where I'm going, and I know that which I pursue, I know that which I desire, and I'm still going to enjoy it even if pressure comes and turns around me." Today, your challenge is but one. Turn it around into your dessert cup. Partake of it and enjoy it. Ignore the frustration of how lovely the cup must be, but push only towards an attainment of the cup which would make the coffee more palatable for your life. Your life is intended for good. Enjoy this track. Thank you. having enjoyed this track, I'll leave you with the usual statement. But before I give you the usual statement, remember, as I mentioned before, our life is a matter of choice. Choose well, choose wisely, choose appropriately, choose accordingly. Don't forget that, as Taurai always says, it is well. See you tomorrow.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the school.